Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick announced that he's clawing back billions of dollars earmarked by the Biden administration for a company called Natcast. What the heck is Natcast? Well, it's basically a middleman that decides who gets pieces of the government fiscal pie, specifically cash set aside in the CHIPS and Science Act for semiconductor research. In a letter obtained by the Post, Lutnick said that he was canceling a multi-billion dollar contract that funneled taxpayer dollars through Natcast, which again was created by the Biden administration. With a hunk of money, and we're talking billions here, that was pushed through just a few days before the former president left office. The nonprofit's selection committee was made up of former Biden administration alums, and according to Lutnick, it effectively cut the current administration out of the mix entirely. Joining me now, the New York Post reporter who broke this story, Washington Bureau Chief Josh Christensen. So Josh, it's pretty rare that we talk about something on the podcast that no one has ever heard of. Why does this company, Natcast, exist? I mean, who runs it?
Well, Natcast was an invention of the Biden administration. It was something that was cooked up, you know, the last 2 years of the Biden administration and basically crammed full of staff from departing members of the Commerce Department, other allies of the admin. And it was a nonprofit that was essentially set up to receive $11 billion worth of taxpayer funding in order to transmit it towards semiconductor research and development.